This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
That's right. 2:35 on a Friday afternoon, a gorgeous day in DFW, and a gorgeous day at Fannin Tree Farm for the ticket takeover. Get yourself a tree. They have the one-year Fannin guarantee. This is the best time of year to buy a tree, because if that tree gets planted, it's going to provide shade for a very sweltering Texas summer. Select trees up to 30% off. Some that need a little extra love, up to 40% off. They'll plant it for you. And they're just good human beings out here. Our friends at Fannin Tree Farm off 121 between Custer and Independence. But without further ado, let's throw it to Monto to take you through the best of the rest, the NIT break.
Thank you, Sean. We have six candidates here on the NIT break, and we will get back to voting the way we normally do. We have no Roscoe help today.
Ah, damn.
Good dude.
Unless he's out there.
I wish. We do have some P1s on site, but no Roscoe.
No Roscoe.
Sorry.
All right.
I'm sad
maybe
to report.
Maybe next week.
Then we will do it original.
He flies
style.
Out to. Oh no, we're not. We'll be back here Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be at Choctaw.
Choctaw.
Next Friday.
Yeah. Right up the road.
So let's start with candidate number one, Donovan Lewis. This was last Friday, live from Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm, Ticket Stock 2025. Friday. They did the invasion out there. And Donovan got a little confused. I think he was thinking back to when he did 10 to 12 with Norm and got confused as to who was supposed to send it to break.
It's funny because he said 90210. Melrose Place was a spinoff of 90210.
Yeah, I knew it had a spinoff.
Yeah, and Saved by the Bell was a spinoff of Good Morning, Miss Bliss.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is not on my list. The other one was, but it's not on
my
list.
There you go.
That was
I
a good
got
one.
My
man.
The
there you go. Ropers.
The Ropers.
Was that
hell yeah, dude.
Was that the three people that were doing it?
No, they weren't doing it.
Okay.
That's the video you tried to watch during the birdhouse. That's what you tried to type in.
That's not true. Kind of. All right.
I'm done.
It's your turn now.
Oh, it is me. I thought it was him. Why the hell did I get through that? My God, it's 10:12. We're live in Mullen and Mullen, Injury Law Firm, Ticket Stock 2025. I thought it was you, me.
I'm like, what? Why are you
for
not
the first
sending
time
us to
ever in 380 some odd shows?
We're really late, man. Come on.
Oh, coming up next, we talk about the greatness that was the Four Nations Tournament.
A little confusing there.
Like, just go ahead and do it, Matt.
Well, now that they have an extra hour, things get a little, you know, you get tired, you get fatigue, maybe things get a little wonky, so Donovan just forgot.
It happens,
maybe they
man.
Just need to stay a 3-hour show and give us that extra hour.
Three and three? Just not, you're saying they're not built for the fourth quarter?
I mean, you got to wait and see, right?
Oh, Donovan.
Candidate number two here on the NIT break, also from the invasion, is their producer, Travis Mejia.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about WNBA legend, Diana Taurasi.
Ah, yes.
Donovan already said her name the right way, but then Travis turns around and says it in a strange way.
This story came out of the WNBA as Diana Taurasi says, man, goodbye, Travis. I know you were so upset by this news when you heard it. You're texting us like, man, I can't believe the GOAT is gone.
Devastated, dude.
I know.
And what's she going to be butthurt at all the time about now?
All those championships, Olympic gold medals, and no more Diana Taurasi.
Eh. Only one MVP, though. She's no Jordan.
We got a better one now. Caitlin's going to take over whatever Diana did in this whole
thing. Diana? Whatever. Who is that?
I don't have any
Diana.
Respect for her.
Diana.
Dirty yes. Diana.
Princess Diana.
Yeah, you
better
believe
it. Hey, let's introduce Diana Ross. What was that?
I don't know.
All right.
Dirty Diana.
It's how Keanu Reeves sings it.
Dirty Diana. All right, that's the OSS.
He was already,
I thought it was going to be Taurasi he messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Diana.
Diana.
Also, I didn't understand Matt's joke there at the end.
Yeah, I don't either. I left it in hoping someone could
something about Keanu Reeves. I'm like,
Diana. I don't know. Maybe Keanu's. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
I don't know.
Either way,
go with it.
Travis is candidate number two here. Up next on the NIT break, once again from Ticket Stock, we had DeMarvian Overshown, Cowboy Great, out there. Corby was on the round table with DeMarvian Overshown, and he was trying to ask him about country music.
Oh, boy.
Country music.
I made everybody tap into their real country cowboy side. I'm like, listen here, like, we go to Texas, like, I understand all the flashy, like, you know, all that, but deep down, y'all know who we are. Throw them boots on, man. Let's show them how, and look, playoffs 2 years in a row. That's all I'm saying. You throw them boots on. We got 15, 20, 25 people walking down with boots. Now we look like a football team.
All right, so who's at the top of your...
Corby.
Corby.
Finish the word.
Is that the question?
Who's at the top of
the top of your personal country chart?
Personal.
That's a very personal question. Jeez.
Like right now or all?
All time.
So the bitch that cut me off in traffic, she'd be number one on the top of my C list.
Ooh. Okay.
Do you think Overshown knew what we were laughing at there?
No.
Because I swear that's the word that gets cut short the most is country.
Easy. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I was.
We're all laughing and having a good time, and
maybe not.
Our friend Demo is just kind of like, "Oh, you guys are having a good time here.
What are all these white guys happy about?"
Yeah, they really like country music.
So yeah, the most unfortunate word to stop short there. Corby did it, and that makes him candidate number three. Up next here is a double offering for candidate four. So this is Bob Sturm. It's going to be basically all day yesterday. It started during Why Today Doesn't Suck. He had a little bit of a weird throat thing happening, and we heard it, we stopped, and we laughed about it. But then it continued on during the Hardline, and it happened two more times. So we're going to play both of them here. I did have to turn them up because they're hard to hear if you don't have headphones in. But both times, it stopped down the hard line, so we'll play both here.
What?
Uh-oh, we're hung up on the mat there. Hold on, ma'am. We got you.
There we go.
Okay. She's got it. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, coming up next. Was that you again, Bob?
I think so.
Bob passed gas?
His throat frog is really active today.
I don't know what's happening.
All right, we're going to try and...
What are you eating?
Here's part two.
He was loved and admired by millions around the world for his brilliant acting career, but to us, he was always just dad and grandpa. We will miss him sorely.
He's
going on over there.
Dude, it's involuntary. It's just happening. I'm sorry. I don't know what's
going
on.
Ham, are you marking all these?
This frog is so torn up about the Hackman death. He needs to comment on it.
I literally had the mouth, like, sealed shut.
Well, that one's really gross, that second one.
It really is. And by the way, just to pull the curtain back, we have Bob, who's about to feed that throat frog a bunch of barbecue, because he just purchased some late lunch over here at Vanning Tree Farm. So keep an eye out on that, or an ear out for that today.
I think Bob might be possessed. He has like a throat demon, just jumping in whenever
it
wants.
Need a young priest and an old priest. Yeah. Get him to Fanning.
It's just funny, because nothing makes you rear up like that, and you look at your co-hosts, and they're all looking around laughing because, you don't really hear it going through your radio in your car, but if you have headphones in, you definitely hear it.
And with some noises, you can kind of feel it coming, but with that one, it's a mind of its own. Yeah, mm-hmm. You know when that one's going to happen. But that one...
just nasty.
It's so funny.
The Bob Crocodile. I love it.
All right, so that combo platter is candidate number five. Candidate number four. Two more here.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Okay. Also from the Hardline. This was yesterday early on as they were live from CC Young. They had connection issues. Now, this was originally labeled just Hardline problems, but I'm laying this at the feet of DJ. Because,
of course,
when things go awry, he should be the ones to take care of it. Ham's trying to get the show back on the road. Lando's in there just doing tickers, and DJ tried to pass the ball so quickly that I'm laying this, like I said, at his feet.
Way to go!
I knew I was making the right call there.
You were.
Happy birthday, Mike.
People do win.
You absolutely were. Happy birthday, Mike.
And to his twin brother, who is not as cool as him.
So I learned something new today that sometimes...
And there goes the hard line.
It's been 5 seconds.
5 seconds of the remote.
3:23 on Sports Radio 96.7 and 13:10 the ticket. Got Kevin Landrum right there. Got Matt Birmingham right there. So, what's coming up on the show today, Lando? You excited to do this thing?
Well, we do have Mark Folliwell at 4:15 today, right?
Look at that.
Big Mavs game.
Took a week off for All-Star Week.
Yeah.
So we're excited to get him back. And the guys are out at CC Young today.
Killing it.
And what else is going on? What's going on in Lando's life?
Oh, boy, not a lot. Although I will say this news about Irving potentially. Hello? Hardline. Hardline.
Oh, we're back.
Oh, it's the Lando show.
No, please don't. Please stop that immediately.
We got a big echo.
Sorry, we had technical difficulties.
We'll finish your take.
Well, what were you saying? You're like, you know what? I don't even think the Cowboys belong in this scene.
That was my first point, yeah.
That would have been awesome.
So DJ's like, hey, Lando, what's coming up on our show today that you have no idea?
Why is the producer asking that question? He should know.
That sounds like you put three people who have never talked to each other before in their lives in one room and say, all right, you guys talk to each other
now. It's
not
the first time he's done that either. Every time there's a technical difficulty, he just goes, hey, Lando, you talk.
He panics. And then I love at the end.
Is he calling an engineer or anything?
No, that's Ham's job.
People just kind of...
He hosts a highly rated Sunday show and whip. Like, he's got the skills to just carry the ball for a little
and
bit.
And I love at the end when Lando is seeing a life preserver. Hello, Hardline, are you back? Hello, Hardline, anybody? Please come back.
I'm just shooting up his flare gun.
We're going to do a segment sometime on the Sweet Spot called, all right, Lando, what do you got today?
What's coming up on Lando the show you didn't prepare segment. For that
I'll,
I did?
I'll just preview, I'll preview my next ticker.
Yeah, ooh. There we go. Ooh.
God, DJ had nothing.
Oh, yeah, I think we need to put that on DJ.
Absolutely.
Can we have a rule, though, that anytime we do go off the air, Lando has to try to run the Cowboys out of Dallas?
Yeah. All right, deal.
The hottest of hot takes. No matter what you're talking about.
Right. No matter what time.
I'm going to call up Mayor Johnson right now.
I think I can get him into Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Yeah.
He just hates the Cowboys much. At some point, you are going to see the wires have been cut out there at your remote. And you're just a little can of beans. And now you know, that was Lando. All right, last one here is Ham. He was nominated for the Biggie break this morning. Didn't get too many votes. But he did have another misspeak. Guess what? On whip. Guess where? During the news. And it stopped us down.
News team, assemble!
We are on these cups.
No, we're not. I'm in a chair. But on a cup.
I've got a water bottle. I'm not using a cup. Cusp. Of potential Pope news.
We're on the cups. The fourth word in his sentence.
A cool band name.
I made it four?
Yeah.
Baby steps.
You made it three and you messed up the fourth. Yeah.
Well, we do have a sounder if anything does break
on
that front. So that's good.
Pope Francis. Man.
Good job. Pope Francis what?
Francis. P. Fran, as I'll refer to him from now on.
That's better.
The popinator for the first of his name is in critical condition after having pneumonia in both lungs.
Mm. Have y'all ever been on the cups?
We're on the cups. Can I just hear the beginning of that again?
Yes, please.
We are on these cups.
You hit that P so hard.
Cups.
We are on these cups.
And he almost started it with an S on these cups.
Gosh, that is amazing.
All right,
oh my goodness.
We have some tough ones to choose from. Is it Donnie? Oof. We're getting to go to break. Travis and Diana. Corby's country music. Bob's throat frog. DJ having nothing. Or Ham on the cups. Let's start with Ham.
So, what's coming up on the show today, Lando? You excited to do this thing?
All right, there's DJ Lando. Oh.
I was on the cups of voting for DJ, but I will vote for Ham.
Okay, Sean.
I love Ham being in his cups, but DJ decided to punt so fast, I have to vote for DJ.
Mino?
Early on, I thought this was going to be a runaway winner. This might be a sympathy vote, but I'm voting for Country Corby.
All right. I think I will also vote for Ham, which puts us at a 2-2 tie. So, Mino, is it DJ or is it Ham? Who wins?
Well, we have Bob and Dave out here. They could cast the deciding vote.
If they want to vote, let's get it.
Tree Farm.
We have to vote between DJ and Ham, though?
Yeah.
Gosh, what amazing candidates at both fronts. I would say, in general, though, Ham's inability to say cusp is pretty funny.
Yeah, and I also enjoy the fact that he can't say critical. He's in critical condition.
Critical.
Yeah, he didn't really get the wheels critical. Back on track.
He didn't get any of it.
It was just one speed bump after the other, and he was not letting off the gas. So
what was?
Give me Ham.
Pope Francis.
Pope
Francis. I know Lester Holt is out, but if Ham could somehow take that job. That would be a point.
That's why we were laughing, Bob, when you were like, oh, it doesn't feel so good when the shoe's on the other foot. And we're like, he's been wearing these shoes since he was born.
I made it 6 o'clock.
All right, so Ham wins the NIT break, and now he is in sole possession of the lead with 6 all-time.
Can we hear one more time?
Do you think you could?
Do we have time?
Could you put the franchise tag on Pope Francis?
Yeah, let's hear it one more time.
News team, assemble!
We are on these cups.
No, we're not. I'm in a chair. I'm not on a cup.
I've got a water bottle. I'm not using a cup.
Cusp of potential Pope news.
Okay. We're on the cups. The fourth word in his sentence.
You're a cool band name.
I made it 4?
Yeah.
Baby steps.
You made it 3, and you messed up the 4. Yeah.
Well, we do have a sounder if anything does break
on
that front, so that's good.
Pope Francis. Man.
Good spot. Pope Francis what?
Francis. P-Fran, as I'll refer to him from now on.
Yeah, that's better.
The Popinator for the first of his name is in critical condition.
The Pope for the first of his name.
Wow.
There he is. Oh, what a, our little tiny hand.
Triple there.
Oh, man.
Unreal. Congratulations, Ham.